Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That was Rob Bradford earlier today. If you missed any of Bradfo, Madfo.
Kind of Madfo.
What did he say? Sadfo?
Sadfo, Gladfo, and a couple of Bragfords.
Oh, there were also some big time Bragfos in there.
Couple of Bragfords.
I don't think he even realizes. In fact, I know he doesn't realize he does it. But yeah, there were some Bragfos in there for sure.
We should have a Brag leaderboard, which obviously we can call it the Andy Hart Brag leaderboard. And then just keep track of everybody that's on there?
For Brag of the Week or just any Brag we play?
Brag of the Week, probably.
Brag of the Week.
Yeah, it'd be too overwhelming.
I think Bradfo's at 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a Tommy point.
We're tracking. Yeah.
Brag of the Week like they track a Tommy point.
We have a big board for that.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
Update that from time to time. All right, that's a great idea. Uh-huh. That was Bradfo earlier today. You can check it out. Full interview on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. He was talking about Jaren Duran and the underachievement of Duran this year. I think when we were digging in on the numbers, Keith, you asked about his strikeouts. You're like, where are his strikeouts this year? He's one of the top on the team.
It feels like more, but not much more.
Well, it is more than last year.
Yeah,
it's not much more. It's the second fewest of his career, second lowest strikeout rate of his career, but it's still up from a year ago. I think it's pretty simple. Walk rate's down. Strikeout rate is up. He had some power last year, and I think he's probably trying to duplicate that. AKA trying to do too much, but swinging for the fences, which is kind of the Red Sox whole issue.
They want to hit dingers.
It's the team's whole issue. It's the driveline approach. Cora last night after the game is like, guys, we've been striking out all year. Their strikeout spiked 2 years ago when Breslow first got here. Or I'm sorry, last year when Breslow first got here. It's been up for the last 2 years. So I think Duran is a symptom of exactly what they're doing and exactly what a big problem is this year. They're all swinging from their ass.
Yeah.
And he's probably at the top of that. He also has brain farts in the field, brain farts on the base paths, which he didn't have as many of last year. Good defensive year, great year on the bases. So there's some of that as well. But I think it all kind of stems from the same thing. He's trying to duplicate what he did a year ago instead of just letting the game come to him.
Yeah.
And that's not an excuse. I think that's what's going on.
But it's fair to bring up everything else. So it's not just the hitting numbers, right? So it's one thing you're like, oh, like slump or pitchers figured something out or whatever. But when you're running into outs on the base paths and you just don't look nearly as comfortable in the outfield, this is like not as bad as it was his first year in the outfield when it was, losing the ball in the sun. It's not that.
No.
But then last year he turned himself into a really good defensive outfielder, and that's not the case this year. So maybe it is. Hey, he put a lot of pressure on himself a year ago, and you saw some of this in the clubhouse documentary. It was such a big deal for him to make the All-Star team, as it should be. It's a great achievement, but he makes the All-Star team, All-Star game MVP, and then continues to have a really good season. And now he's probably like, all right, I got to go do that again. Because he's a guy, doesn't really accept compliments very well. Like, he's very hard on himself, that kind of thing. And you could see the season maybe not getting off to the start that he had wanted it to. And then you're just kind of always chasing that. It's like you're not going to go from hitting 250 to 300 in one game, and you just wonder if he's just in his head a little bit.
Well, I think he probably is. And I would tell him the same thing I tell a lot of callers, fans, what have you, who say, well, last year was an outlier year, and it was a flash in the pan. Well, it might have been an outlier year. I mean, it was clearly his best year.
Yeah.
I don't think it came out of nowhere, though, because in 2023 he was really good.
Yeah,
now,
was.
He played only 102 games. He got hurt.
Yeah.
But he hit .295 with an .828 OPS. He stole 24 bags. He hit 8 home runs, which, he's trending somewhere in like the mid-teens. I think that's a fine number. I'd tell him the same thing I would tell any fan who think last year came out of nowhere. Just let the game come to you. If you have a year like 2023, over 150 games instead of 102, you're going to be a really, really, really good player.
It looks like last year. Right, like he took that, and that was too bad because 2023 by the end of the year was a hard watch. And then when he got hurt, you're like, you don't even have your most exciting player anymore. But he was sort of like picking up that kind of momentum, which was so night and day from the year before when all the issues that were really going on with him in like 2021 even and 2022. You're like, this guy's not going to be able to do it. And then he was awesome last season. And then this season, one of the reasons, because we keep bringing up, you add Crochet and Chapman, and then for 51 games so far, Bregman to this team, shouldn't they be a lot better? And how are they possibly worse? It's like, well, this is one of the reasons why. You took a top 10 MVP candidate, and now you've made him a very, very average, to if not below average, all-around outfielder. That's going to take its toll.
So, and again, it's not just he's swinging from his ass, because he's running into outs on the bases, which is frustrating. He's oversliding the bag, which is related. And he's also making errors in the field, which
like
he wasn't
doing.
He's
swinging out of his ass, right, because that's what they want the team to do, which makes no sense for a guy like this. So he's now on pace for 10 home runs. He hit 21 a year ago. But the thing that he does the best is hit the ball on the ground, get a single for most people, and then you turn it into a double.
Yeah, swipe second.
And now pitchers are, like, terrified because you're on base. You could steal it any time. Any little, like, bleeder to the outfield, you're going to score from second base.
No, he's a guy who you want to wreak havoc on the bases.
Yeah.
And instead, he's wreaking havoc on the Red Sox. So Bradford, rather, didn't rule out they could deal him. He's like, you know, here's what's going on with the Red Sox. Like, I don't totally rule out that they could deal.
But here's the issue real quick is if you trade him now, it does feel like you're selling low. And it also feels like you're only trading him because you have three other outfielders that you want to play. Like, that shouldn't be the reason why you trade him.
Well, it's a reason why you might make him available. And tell me what you get.
I guess.
I've been saying this all week. I don't want to. If you ask me, do I want to trade Jarren Duran? My answer is no. I think a lot of people would say yes. They're done with him. They're annoyed with him. And if that's your answer, that's your answer. My answer is no. But if you're telling me I got a high-end starter, I could get on board with it. But I don't want to trade him for prospects.
Right. Oh, God, no.
I don't want to just move on from him to make room for other guys. If you're telling me I get a real big league return that helps me balance out the roster so that they can make a run at the postseason, and Breslow said this morning on the Greg Hill Show, front office report, they are going to be buyers. Though he said it in a Craig Breslow kind of way. He couldn't just say, yes, we're going to buy. He's like, well, you know, we want to add to our team by the deadline, et cetera. Then fine. But Bradford thinks that's in play, that they could move him. As does Sean McAdam. We played that clip for you, I think, yesterday. As do Jeff Passan at ESPN and the writers at The Athletic. They all have Duran very, very high on their trade candidates lists. Bradford did brush off Bregman pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Good. He doesn't think they're going to trade Bregman. He thinks the comments the other day from Boris are mostly just Boris being a good agent. Like, yeah, of course, we're open to talk about a contract if you guys want to talk about a contract.
He also agrees with us that it's not inevitable that he just opts out. He's like, he's got $41.6 million guaranteed year and the year after that.
He's out until after the All-Star break. Like, no one's given him more than the money he's getting. And so, look, some of the stuff that Bradford said, and I forgot that his wife was going to school here, and he likes being with the Red Sox. Like,
Cora, as long as Cora's here.
But none of those reasons are why he's going to be here.
Yeah.
The reason he's going to be here is he's making $40 million. And he's not going to get that on the open market. Boris knows that. I think he probably knows that. So that's why he's going to be here. If he opts out and he takes less to go somewhere else, then I'll be wrong about that. I don't think he's going to opt out. I don't think the Red Sox should renegotiate his contract. He's under contract here. He's not going to get more money elsewhere. I really like him as a player.
This happened with J.D. Martinez.
But I'm not going to get nuts with him.
Remember all the opt-outs he had in his deal? And he even had good years. And everyone's like, he's going to leave. And it's like, no, he didn't. Yeah. He's back. No, like, he signed that.
He opted in too many times. By the end, you're
right.
Like, get out of here.
Please do. Yeah. Like, please go. But Bregman had a chance, and he did. He hit free agency. He had four offers in front of him, and this is the one that he chose. And what's the most games he's going to minimum miss? Oh, it's been like 25 games, maybe, or 30. I think it's close to 30 games he's missed.
I've lost track
already.
To be honest. Yeah.
And so you're talking about All-Star break. That's another, I think, 16 games. So for like the most he could possibly play is what, like 120, 115?
And this is a guy who missed months a couple years ago with
the same injury.
And this is a guy who most of baseball didn't show a high level of interest in.
Right.
That's why he didn't sign until right before spring training. And you know, I don't think there's going to be more interest in him this go around. Now, again, I really like him. I really wanted him
Same.
Here. I'm happy he's here.
Yep.
But I'm not going to get crazy and throw a new contract at him. 617-779-7937. I thought this was an interesting answer from Cora last night. Red Sox struck out 14 times. They get swept by the Angels. And this is a good exchange after the game with a reporter. Here's what Cora had to say about that. Nick, give me a thumbs up when you have it. But
the Angels, who actually strike out more than the Red Sox, they didn't yesterday.
They strike out a lot, though. Especially against lefties, which you saw with Crochet the other day.
They're now above the Red Sox in the standings. They weren't to start the series, but they are now.
It's almost singularly because they dominate. They won 5 out of 6 against the Red Sox.
They own the Red Sox.
Including this sweep. So the Red Sox strike out 14 more times yesterday. Here's what Cora had to say about that.
There were 38 strikeouts over this series. How alarming a number is that?
I don't know. If you follow us, we've been striking out since day one, so we have to make adjustments.
Okay, so if you follow us there.
So, yeah, right. So it's a good little jab at him.
Yeah, if you follow
us. How alarming is it? It's like, well, it's been alarming to me since March.
So I think he does take at least tries to take a little bit of blame there. He's like, we got to make adjustments, which clearly.
But you can't say that for 81 games.
I agree.
Half the season is over.
And you struck out a ton last year.
It reminds me a little bit.
That struck out a crap ton last year.
And he would do it more emphatically, but for the last 3 years that Chris Sale was on the Red Sox, every bad start, he would be like, I got to be better. It's like, all right. Like, I guess you're saying the right thing, but until we see it.
Yeah.
Like, they're not really doing anything differently. They're still striking out at an insane rate.
So I do think Cora is criticizing the roster there. And he says we got to make adjustments at the end, but that's just kind of a throwaway line. That was like another one. You just brought up Sale, which is a good one. Mayo used to do this all the time, too. He'd like give whole answer where he's like, this is wrong, but it starts with me.
Hey, guys, like, I'm the guy. I like, am taking accountability. That's what I'm doing right
now.
He'd
like throw that in at the end of his answer and be like, well, it starts with me because he understood how it sounds, or it was just a thing he would throw in to take some blame. I think that's what Cora was doing there. Like, yeah, we got to make adjustments, but we've been striking out all year. If you follow us, we've been striking out all year.
A lot of it's on the players, right? Because I know everyone's like, well, like they fielded a bad lineup or what is Cora going to do? So when Bregman comes back, because like looking at the lineup yesterday, against the lefty, I think this is the lineup that Cora would want. You have your two guys that just hit lefties, right? Ref Snyder and Romy Gonzalez are in there. You have Jaron Duran, who was an all-star a year ago. You have Carlos Narvaez, who's as good a hitting catcher, right? Or I mean, he's not a big dumper, but like outside of that.
Outside of the big dumper, he's a great hitting catcher, yeah.
Meyer, Story, Abreu, Rafaela. And then if you had Bregman, he'd be in for Eaton. You know, those seem like everyday major leaguers to me for the most part. And I guess where you get into the issue is like, all right, when it's against a righty, those guys come out and then maybe you're like a man down. But I don't look at like there's been some Red Sox lineups in the past where you're just like they have two major leaguers.
Right.
Some of the ways the seasons have ended over the past few years where they were in like last place, you're like, that's not a major league team. Like, I don't know which guys in there like don't belong at the major league level. Like, I don't know. It seems like a lot of them are underperforming. I'll give you that. And there's a lot of reliance on the young Roman Anthony didn't start, but he got into the game. There's a lot of reliance on those guys, which we still have to see. Maybe we're projecting too much or expecting too much too soon. But I want them up here. Like, if Meyer and Anthony weren't up here, I'd be screaming at them to sit the other guys.
But there is a fine line. We just wanted them on the team. I didn't necessarily want them batting third. I didn't want them right in the middle of the order necessarily. Now, some of that is you did trade Devers.
Yeah.
Some of that is Bregman's hurt.
Right.
So I ideally, that's probably Abreu was hurt before that. He's back in the middle of the order now. But, I mean, I wanted them on the team. I didn't necessarily want you to, need them to save your season.
No, that's tough.
But that's where we are. Speaking of Devers, I read these numbers earlier because the Red Sox have been bad since Devers left. You know, Breslow has the quote getting thrown back in his face from the Zoom after the trade, which is fair. He said he thought they'd win more games without Devers, which is what I thought. So far, they haven't. They're 3-6.
We could look back and say we've won more games than we otherwise would have because of the way that this roster is now able to come together.
Okay, so I
get bad players into the roster.
Okay, I believed that, but let's evaluate it. It's been 9 games. It's not going that way. They're 3-6 with 28 runs in those games. Okay. That's only half the story, though.
Okay.
The other half would be Devers isn't exactly doing much with the Giants. The Giants are 3-5. They've scored 30 runs since he got there, and he's 6-31. That's a 194 average, 608 OPS. So if Devers is going to do that, that's not much of a difference, by the way. No. And Bradford said this. He's like, well, if they're not going to score, they scored 5 runs in 2 of these games, going back to the last Giants series and then was it the first game? of this series. They led in all three of the Angels games.
Well, that's a killer.
And they led in the last Giant. They've led in four straight games, and they're losing all these games.
Yeah, right.
So it's like, it's not like they were never in them. No. Now, one, you led 1-0. That's hardly anything. Yesterday, it was just 2-0 with Fitz on the mound.
They also lost two more one-run games within this five-game losing streak, which they are now 9-19 in one-run games.
Yeah. So let's just give you the full picture. Everybody's saying half the picture, which is they missed Devers, I guess. They've been bad since Devers left.
Yeah, but
like, Devers is doing nothing, and the Giants were 10 games over 500. Before they got Devers, they have a losing record with him, and they're not scoring either, FYI.
Is are the Red Sox going to be closer to the wild card or further away at the All-Star break? They're currently 2.5 games back.
We both said we want them within three.
Yeah, they need to be there.
So my hope is they're closer, but if I have to pick it, I think they're going to be further away.
And so they haven't,
Bregman isn't, if you're telling me Bregman came back tomorrow, I'd say closer, but he's not back till after the All-Star break.
And they don't play great teams the rest of the first half.
That doesn't matter.
Exactly. They've played horrible teams. They've had a great schedule most of the year, and they haven't been able to take advantage of it. They've just lost 5 out of 6 to the Angels, for God's sakes. But it's Toronto, Cincinnati, Washington, three-game series against Colorado, who historically might be the worst team ever in baseball.
Get ready. Take the over on errors in those games.
And then Tampa Bay. That's the rest of the stretch before the All-Star break. And then following the All-Star break, you get another 2 weeks until the deadline.
Nice.
Take Colorado.
Speaking of the deadline.
Yeah, seriously.
Seriously. Text line asked this. They said, did Breslow really say the team will add or be buyers? He said, maybe I'm hyper-skeptical, but I thought he said they'll look to improve the team. That could mean as much for the future as for now. I'll give you the full
quote. There was a line in there where he said specifically for 2025, correct, which I think is important because last year when he was asked about it, he would always talk about it like a word salad, and it was just like, I don't think he's committed to
this. I was about
team.
To read it, but Nick, you say you have it. Play it, just because he did commit to the deadline this year, not just we're always looking to improve the club, which could be nebulous or could mean long-term. He said specifically this year. Here's what he said.
Yeah, we would be looking to improve our team. We'd be looking to improve our team for 2025 because despite the fact that we haven't been able to strung together the consistent performance that we think we're capable of, we're still very much staring down wild card chances. And you know, nobody has really run away with the AL East. And so as we start to get healthy and we start to look externally about ways that we can improve the team, we think we've got a good chance to make a deep postseason run.
Okay, so initially he did say we'll look to improve the team, which could mean anything. It could mean 2027
trade deadline acquisition.
Yeah, but he did say we're looking to improve at the deadline 2025. Now again, that was Greg asked him if they were going to be buyers or sellers. You could just say buyers. That would have been an easier answer. But he's not a human being. He can't answer it that way.
No. Although, no, but that's how I read it, at least.
Although, not to jam.
Oh, he did have an actual funny thing that he said.
Yeah. You got that, Nick? Not to put you on the spot, but we had an actual human moment from Breslow.
Yeah, Greg invited
him up to Lake Winnie.
Yes. Not this week, but next week at the final road show, he was like, we would love to have you out there.
No, depending on how the next week goes, I might be able to make myself available.
Pretty hilarious. Hmm. I could be fired.
I could be out of a job.
We keep losing at this rate.
Craig, we didn't
invite, all the time in the world.
We didn't invite Alex Cora.
No.
We invited you.
Yeah, pretty good.
617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2:00. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Red Sox are off today. They can't lose today.
Woo!
5 losses in a row. They're going to be back at it tomorrow. Home series, 6-game homestand, 3 against the Toronto Blue Jays. Brian Bayo on the mound tomorrow.
Okay.
Excited about that?
Well, a nice day to reset for the Red Sox, I think, should go a long way. They come back home.
They could use it.
Maybe they could push three or four across the plate. I don't want to get greedy.
I hear you.
But maybe they could do that.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Listening to Jones and Keefe sure does help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody grabs your bag. And they always grab your bag. You want to be where you can see. Your troubles are all a drag. You want to go where everybody grabs your bag.
Night two, round two. NBA draft is tonight. Celtics have the second pick of tonight's draft. Last night, a couple of highlights. Everybody knew Cooper Flagg was going to go number one. Ace Bailey, a prospect that was kind of all over the map as far as where he could get drafted, ended up going to Utah, a place where he did not want to go.
No, for sure not.
He was not the only player that didn't want to go anywhere. Also, there was a trade, and I think Bill Simmons called it like one of the worst trades of all time. Who was the team that went? Was it the Pelicans? Went from 23 to 13.
Yeah, when the Hawks moved back, right?
Hawks moved back. Mm-hmm. Pelicans moved up 10 spots, and then they also gave them their unprotected first-round pick for next year.
Nice. Move up 10 spots into the late lottery.
Right, and you're the Pelicans.
Right.
So there's a decent chance that pick next year also in the lottery.
You're going to be
trash. Like, that could be the number one pick.
Could be.
Potentially.
And again, you didn't move up to the number two pick or something like. You moved to 13.
Right.
Which traditionally, that's not a very successful spot in the NBA draft.
No.
Now, worst trades of all time feels a bit aggressive.
It's a little much.
But I get it.
Yeah.
You got grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
And the Suns acquired Mark Williams. Remember the big man that the Lakers tried to get last year, then that got shot down?
I like him, the Suns. Yeah. But the fact that the last deal just got canceled, it was him for Dalton Connect, basically, right?
Yeah.
I think it was most of that trade. Maybe there was more in it, but I think those were the main particulars. I like Mark Williams a lot as a player. In fact, when he got dealt there, I'm like, man, the Lakers, I really get what they're doing. They got Luka, they got him.
Not bad.
I don't know what the medicals look like, though, and I'd imagine they're not great if already one trade got shuttered. Mm-hmm.
What kind of monster are you? Grab bag.
Caitlin Clark out tonight for the Indiana Fever groin injury.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no Caitlin Clark.
Her bodyguard didn't
save her. Sophie Cunningham?
Didn't save her.
She probably kicked somebody's ass.
Yeah, she should.
Sophie Cunningham is arrow pointing up on Sophie Cunningham.
Oh, yeah?
She's got like a million Instagram followers now. I think her jersey like sold out. She is like the one player that actually likes Caitlin Clark, shockingly, is getting a lot of people to support her.
That's a lucrative cottage industry.
Yeah.
Awful lot of honkies
in here. No, sir. Well, listen, she's a good basketball player.
Yeah.
Sophie Cunningham, who has been in the league for a few years.
You don't know who's buying her jersey. Yeah, you don't know.
Jeez.
Don't you worry, you pretty striped head. We're going to get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're going to find our best friend.
Grab bag.
And we're going to give him our best friend.
Also grab bag.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have extended head coach Todd Bowles and GM Jason Light to multi-year contract extensions. Yeah. Just more Todd Bowles.
Yeah, I guess.
Baker Mayfield saved his job.
He did. I was a Liam Cohen guy. Maybe you could have promoted him there, but now that he's in Duval.
No, yeah.
You're not
he certainly
be,
is.
You're not going to be doing that.
He really is.
Yeah.
You got to fight for your right to grab bag.
The NHL is kicking around an idea to go to an 84-game season.
Oh.
Are you in on this?
No.
I know what you were thinking normally. Not enough games. There's not enough hockey games.
I have not seen this.
Yeah.
84 games.
Yeah.
Why? What? Because does that something with the 32 teams? Because they've expanded the teams. Does that balance out the schedule? Is that the logic?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think it's just more games. People love the game so much.
People say, give me two more of these.
Yeah, this came out yesterday.
82? Not enough? Give me 84. It's not even like they go to 90. Give me two more of these.
So they said the NHL and NHLPA are negotiating a potential increase to an 84-game regular season as they do their CBA talks. An increase over the current 82-game schedule has been discussed internally by the NHL over the past few seasons. The league has been considering scheduling alternatives after some franchises complained about an imbalanced number of division games against rivals.
Yeah.
Contests that typically draw larger crowds and bigger television audiences.
I don't know.
So rather than
just about that, let's not get carried away.
Yeah,
seriously. Yeah.
But yeah, I think that could help save hockey. Give it the kick in the ass that it needs.
82 to 84.
More games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bobby Witt is going to be on the Team USA World Baseball Classic team coming up in 2026, joining Captain Aaron Judge and Paul Skeens.
Is that all we know?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it so far.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, they're kind of chipping away at this thing, I guess. Taking their time.
Grab bag.
Do we have a new daily question yet in the grab bag?
Well, no, but.
No, but.
We were talking about, did Cal Raleigh, a.k.a. the big dumper homer.
Oh, the dumper
last
homer.
Last night. Yeah, dumper homer.
It's not bad. But no.
Is Alex Bregman back yet?
A lot of them that we discussed got pretty much answered like the next day.
Yeah.
Is Christian Campbell still with the big club? Done.
We could do all the Red Sox 500.
Oh. Are they 500? No.
No.
No, they're not.
Definitely not. No. That's going to take some work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can grab my back. Grab my back. My back. You can grab my back.
Yeah, I think that might. Are the Red Sox 500? Maybe is a good one. Maybe we will go
not
with
even
that.
Above 500. They're just at 500.
Are they 500? Yes, even when they have a winning record, we keep
yeah,
asking.
Be like, no.
Keep asking.
That's pretty good.
I kind of like that one more.
The world is a grab bag.
All right, let's check in on who was the top Major League Baseball performer from last night. A ton of games and a lot of really good options. Was it Lenin Sosa.
Oh, for the White Sox?
That's right.
Oh, it might be that guy, actually. He had a good game.
He goes by the name Lenin Sosa. 3-for-4, 2 home runs, 4 RBI. Was it Juan Soto? I think the first time we've mentioned him. 2-for-4, 2 solo home runs.
Yo, that's on you. I think he has the most home runs in baseball this month.
Okay, well, yeah, he hasn't been a top 5 player.
Look yourself in the mirror.
Was it Jason Dominguez? 4-for-5, 2 runs scored, 2 steals. Was it old friend Nick Pivetta?
Yeah,
7 scoreless innings.
He's been awesome.
With 10 strikeouts. Yeah. That's right. Or was it Yusei Kikuchi? 7 scoreless, 12 strikeouts. Now, you got to grade it on a curve. It was against the Red Sox.
Right.
They strike out at an alarming rate.
It's like 8 for most pitchers.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So Sosa, Soto, Dominguez, Pivetta, Kikuchi.
Well, I was going to go Soto until I remembered Yusei Kikuchi, his performance against the Red Sox. It's a hard one to not go with. 12 Ks.
Yeah.
Even against the Red Sox.
A dozen punch outs.
Still runs.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kikuchi.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, truly a random player, as the Red Sox have no opponent today.
Okay.
We are going to go with a one-time All-Star.
Nice.
Who pitched.
Bo Jackson.
Not Bo Jackson. Yeah.
No, but this is good by Nick. This is progress by Nick. Say it on the mic.
Okay, say it.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Toss a guess out there. You don't get penalized for
whatever pops in your head. You just say that right on the mic.
All right, this player pitched for the Astros, Tigers, Royals, Dodgers, Mets. Part of a 13-year career.
Sounds like Edwin Jackson is not enough teams.
No, Edwin Jackson
way
double
more,
the teams.
Way more teams
like
than
10
that.
More teams.
Yeah.
Broke into
sounds
the
like
major.
Cranky.
Yeah.
Ooh. Nope, not Zach Greinke.
Not Greinke. Okay.
Broke into the majors in 1994.
94.
Last game 2006.
'06.
Was a 99 All-Star where he also finished 4th in the Cy Young.
What team?
What team?
Houston.
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 Roy Oswalt.
No. This year, this would.
I'm sorry, righty? Righty.
Righty.
Yeah.
He'd also hit it from the right side if need be, if he had to in a pinch. How about this? That year, 1999, the manager would be locked up in prison.
Jose Lima?
Oh, he got it!
Nice! Nice!
Lima time!
Lima time!
Rest in peace.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
246 and a third innings that year. 246 innings.
246?
They would arrest the manager if that happened now.
Oh, my God. That was like Sloppy Thurston.
He had 233 in 98 and then 246 in 99, where he went 21-10 with a 3.58 ERA. Finished fourth in the Cy Young.
Man, the Twitch chat did beat me to it. They're saying I cheated, which I did not. But the Twitch chat, I thought I definitely beat the text line. I thought I beat the Twitch chat.
He lost out that year. That was when the Astros were in the National League. Randy Johnson won the Cy Young, followed by Mike Hampton, Kevin Millwood, Jose Lima.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kevin Millwood's been a random ball player.
He sure has.
Randy Johnson, not random. What was the other name?
Mike Hampton. I don't know if we've...
I've guessed Mike Hampton. Yeah. I don't think he's ever been a random ball player, but I've guessed Mike Hampton for sure.
That's true.
Okay.
But yeah, Lima time. The guy was very entertaining on the mound as well.
Arcand also got it. Arcand got it.
All right, very good.
All right. Pretty nice.
Not bad. That's how you play random
players.
I like
to think that Arcand and Jones' text is just Arcand texting Jones random names.
Oh, if you looked, it's just random baseball player guys.
Maybe thumbs ups.
Yeah.
Throw this out here like, you got it, dude. You got it again.
I got to acknowledge this.
Yeah.
Okay, Jose Lima, your random ball player. If we want to CC him on Twitter, CJ Wilson style. Oh, no, we can't. Twitter in the sky.
Well, right.
Is that we'd have to do that. Yeah, no, I forgot. I didn't realize the late Jose.
We actually brought up, for some reason, a lot of people who have passed today. Fab Mello.
Yep.
Who was the other? There was like a basketball player I think we brought up in addition to Fab Mello. Or
Fab
maybe
Mello.
No, somebody else. Because I remember being like, well, also.
Was it one of our Brian
Johnsons?
Don
Baylor?
Oh, it was Don Baylor.
This was like an in memoriam show today. Not good. Although they live on in Random Baseball Player.
It's a summer book. Yeah, it is. Kick your feet up. Don't worry about it. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And we'll get you the clip du jour.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We're coming up next.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe's WEEI. It is time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. The clip of the day. And today, I think after our conversation with Rob Bradford, who joins us every Thursday, we somehow got on the topic of former Red Sox prospect Michael Kopech, which led to this. So this is pretty good. Michael Kopech.
Yeah.
Who got referenced by Bradford, sent me down a tailspin.
Similar to Carlos Santana.
Correct.
Yeah.
So Kopech was going out with Kim Zolciak's daughter. Mm-hmm. She's a Real Housewives of Atlanta star. He then broke up with her. He then got engaged to Vanessa Morgan, who was on Riverdale. You would definitely know her. She played Tony on Riverdale. Yeah, nice. That's right, yeah. So they got married in January of 2020. They filed for divorce in June of 2020.
Well, that's...
And then she gave birth to their first child in January of 2021.
Okay.
And then he is now with a fitness instructor.
Nice.
And they're about to have two kids.
Oh.
But also, did you know that in 2024, Kopech became the second White Sox pitcher to throw an immaculate inning in the first since Sloppy Thurston in 1923? See, this is after they told Shoeless Joe Jackson to hit the bricks.
Get out of here.
They're like, you lead the league in triples, but you're done.
We're cleaning it up. We're bringing in Sloppy Thurston.
Right.
So, yeah, I would, as I said to Keith off the air, I would not Urban Dictionary that.
No.
Yeah, God, I would not look up what a Sloppy Thurston is.
You think the reverse Paul Brown something.
You can't watch that on a work computer.
No.
There's no way.
It was good, though.
Certainly the sexiest position.
I'm not going to kink shame.
In a very related note, Cutter Crawford's out with a mysterious injury.
Wow.
Yeah, then we try to land the plane there. But, yeah, Sloppy Thurston.
A lot going on there.
There was a lot going on. Pitch from – he's not the random player of the day, but he probably could have been. Pitch from 23 to 33. And had a 4.24 ERA. He 1 year at 28
complete games.
Complete games.
Nice.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Real good.
Yeah.
It was pointed out to me that Thurston's real name is Hollis John Thurston.
Yeah.
That would be H.J. Thurston.
Yeah, they called him Sloppy, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what you got to do. Crossover with WEI Afternoons.
Dude, 5'11", 165. Stick it right in your pocket.
Yeah,
if you
not the Haas of the week.
Him and Danzig.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Not the Haas of last century.
No, Glenn Danzig's still looking up at Sloppy Thurston.
Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The lobster rolls are back at the Nines. Visit your local 99 today. Try their famous colossal lobster rolls. 100% North Atlantic lobster piled high on grilled brioche, served hot buttered, or with just the right amount of mayo and celery with fries and coleslaw. You gotta love the Nines. What's coming up on Afternoons today, Hart?
Well, I have evolving opinions on Hugo Gonzalez. How you guys feel about that pick? Man. Anything?
I don't think we'll see him.
3 points a game in Spain?
I kind of like it.
That's you like that?
Sick Brad, bro. That was my initial reaction, but both Ted and I, Ted Johnson and I, who is no longer ill, he'll be in studio 3 o'clock.
He was here yesterday.
No, I know. We talked during... Oh,
yeah.
I wasn't.
Yeah, you weren't. He was. We saw him.
I see. There we go, yeah.
So, the boys are back in studio. Well, at least two of us. But during the playoffs, I thought the Celtics lacked scrappy energy, whatever, the Josh Hart. Even Nesmith has become that for... Indiana, maybe Hugo Gonzalez is that for the Celtics this year. Now, he's the reverse Nesmith in that Nesmith went from a guy who's supposed to shoot to a scrappy defensive energy guy. Right. This is a scrappy energy guy who probably going to need to shoot at some point.
Yeah, if you play for Missoula, you need to be able to hit a three.
But I've sort of talked myself into that.
Okay.
So that's that.
I just don't know if he's going to play.
I don't either. Yeah, but this team, who knows?
But they could draft a big tonight, and then maybe he plays?
So now we're drafting guys in the... We went from the greatest Celtics team ever put together to drafting guys in the second round that are immediately going to play.
Right. What's the difference between 28 and 32? You want that guy to immediately play. It's four picks.
I don't want him to. I've resigned myself to the fact that the second apron has forced them to unload money. Also, got into a lot of pissing matches on Twitter yesterday. I know you're shocked.
Not you.
I know you're shocked.
Come on.
What was the segment you guys used to do?
Yeah, what was it?
Heart. Tweet beef of the week or something?
Yeah, tweet beef of the week.
Yeah, those were frequent.
Those were good.
It's this close. This close to Dan Ball turning off notifications on the EEI Afternoons account because he gets those when I and
he gets the shrapnel.
He's like, oh boy, you're in it again. Yeah. Dong 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 dong. I'm just trying to watch a game here and my phone's going crazy.
Hey, where's the beef?
But we'll continue to look at what the Celtics.
That was part of the segment.
Good. I like that.
We'll continue to look at the Celtics teardown that everybody thinks is genius, and when the Red Sox have done it over the years, everybody gets pitchforks and is angry.
Oh, is this what people are mad about?
Teams are saving money. Because
people really forget. Mookie Betts' deal to trade him away was largely in part because they were over the tax threshold, and every dollar, if they gave him $300 million, would actually be $500 million or $800 million. These numbers. And when Bill Belichick resets the cap, it's like, Bill, and Bill we trust, smart guy. Brad Stevens is the guy that he's skating. And people are like, well, he has a track record. No. This is the first year of the second apron in the new CBA, and the first thing he does is goes, whoa, that really snuck up on me, the reality of that. I got to dump some salary.
Or did his new owner tell him, hey, we're doing things differently?
But he has an 86% approval rating. John Henry's like, wait a minute. I've been doing this for 20 years with four titles, and people hate me. Like, how do you balance those out?
Yeah,
Inconsistent fans.
But baseball, there is no cap. Like, basketball, there's sort of a loose cap.
There's no real cap in basketball.
Right,
there
isn't.
It's
taxes. It's the same thing. It's taxes. It's money. It's restrictions, just like in baseball.
The Celtics actually should probably get more criticism than even the Red Sox, because Devers, by all accounts, the worst teammate ever. Drew Holiday, legitimately the best teammate ever, and they sent him away.
Yeah,
because if you're looking at like personalities and stuff, you put that into it.
It's all money these days, I hate it. I hate to think about money. So, yeah, we'll have some of that. Sometime over the next 2 days, we're also going to get into a fight, Ted Johnson and I, because
I'll take Ted.
He didn't care. He didn't care for the fact that I wore my Jaylen Brown jersey on Zoom yesterday to support JB amidst all the trade
rumors.
What's
wrong with that?
I did see that.
Well, Ted is down on
jerseys. It definitely wasn't because you were going to the boat after?
Well, that was part of it, too.
Did Ted wear his own Bruins jersey?
He did. Yeah. Thank you, Adam Jones.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. I didn't realize this fight was about to happen, but I did recall that.
Some hypocrisy in Ted Johnson a little bit there, so we'll get into that at some point, because I guess Matt Cassel feels very strongly about this. So.
He's anti-jersey, Matt Cassel? Or pro?
I don't know. I haven't listened to the audio that Ted sent, but he wants to use it as a leaping off point.
I'm guessing it supports his argument.
Yeah, me too. That's usually how Ted works. On great audio here about Hart's jersey.
Yeah, right.
It isn't men can wear jerseys at the beach kind of audio.
All right.
So, yeah, we got all that and much more Reverse nice. Neesmith.
Oh, and I forgot.
The reverse Neesmith.
The reverse Neesmith. Reverse Neesmith. Look at reverse up Neesmith.
A reverse Paul Brown.
Mm-hmm. We also got Quiz with Stiz at 5:30.
Oh, we buried the lead.
And Ted Johnson, apparently while I was on vacation, wiped the floor with Fitzy.
Is that right?
You know, this is sort of like King of the Court. Ted stays on. Me versus Ted Johnson, Quiz with Stiz, first time ever.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm smoking him.
That's good stuff. And smoking you never know. Him. Sometimes the answers aren't correct. That's sort of the charm of
the
quiz.
Oh, it's the beauty. Quiz, yeah. The questions right. are wrong. The answers, yeah. right. the whole thing.
Sometimes yeah. you're just trapped because the question was never even right in the first place.
Sometimes
right.
I wonder if it's rigged and it's like could, game show
possible.
Where Quiz with well, Stiz yeah. is trying to be. I bet you he has a deal with Johnson. If I lose today, I'm saying in advance, this I'm appealing this because
Smart.
It was fixed.
Get
it
the
was
excuses
rigged.
Out of the way.
Yeah, no, I like absolutely. That. Pre-excuse.
That's the way to do it. All right, stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. You got the Quiz with Stiz. We're back tomorrow. Top 5 Friday. I think we have a good one.
Yeah, we do.
Not that they're ever bad.
True.
Got the Friday 4-pack. We got the Week in Review as well. It all comes your way tomorrow at 10 on WEEI.
Reverse Neesmith.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.